I'm burning it, I think. I try to be honest, I think. Even as I bid for it, as I lifted my fingers off my knee, I love those auctioneers. They see the slightest movement. It might have been a nod, but I just lift my fingers off my knee. I knew it would be burned by me. Yes, the blood rushed to my face. My heart beat quicker. And this wasn't nerves. This wasn't the anxiety of bidding in a public place, the thrill of the accumulating figures. This went in tens of thousands, incidentally. It was my terrible desire rising. It was my animal leaning on its chain. They were all, oh, it was pitiful, all after it. The thin curators, the dribbling collectors, even, yes, an actor in dark glasses. I don't know his name. A million women wet themselves for him. An American. I don't know his name. He sat stone still. He was acting. Probably he never stops. I left him far behind. I left him at 1.5 million. He got up silently, and silently he left. He had no curiosity. He had to make a film. 1.5 million. So much for his love of art. I smiled. I particularly resent the proximity of actors. Actors belong in restaurants. I permitted myself one thin smile. Holbein. Holbein. 1553. And it isn't as if I don't know art. Oh, the contrary. Holbein is my favorite. 20 years I waited for him. And the publicity, I won't quote. Billionaire recluse. That's me. Pays 4.5 million for... Oh, these figures get me down. What do they know about art? It's arithmetic to them. The more knots on the end, the more appreciative they are. Connoisseurs, my anus. Holbein. 1553, they say. I've got my doubts. He was in Ghent in 1553. And yet the subject is an Englishwoman. Of course, he could have traveled... Or so might she, but 1554 is more accurate in my opinion. But let the experts, always let the experts, let them, I say. The frame's nice. The frame is pear inlaid with ivory, which won't burn, obviously. The ivory, only the pear. The ivory, I'll kick into that flower bed. I hate them all. I hate them all. Not Holbein. Oh, no, not him. Though him I might have if we'd met. I don't rule it out. A snob he was, no doubt. He might have peered at me down his long nose. He might have revealed under those heavy eyelids a contempt for me. I hate them all. But, and I try to be honest, I do try. That is not the reason I am burning it. I'm not a schoolboy. What do you take me for, some snotty vandal spraying his name across a brothel wall? I am a billionaire. Said so in the papers. I am burning not a painting. No. Oh, no. I am burning all the human filth who make this painting no longer a painting at all. Of course, it's personal, it's private, it's all to do with my warped and tragically misshapen character, my mother, my father, my sordid history, etc., etc. I was a criminal. I have done time. Beat up women on the Riviera. Shall I go on? My violent, my antisocial, etc. Shall I go on? But notwithstanding or because of such things, I... Oh dear, the whiskey is evaporated. Painting. Once it was. Once. Once. Then it became a mirror to an actor's... You would have got it, if not for me, an actor's vanity. A banknote or something on a wall for parties of infants to gawp at. I did Holbein a favor. I saved his soul and mine. I saved that too. Really, I am suffused with a sense of my, what is it? Yes, religion. I am, don't laugh, peculiarly ethical. And one must persevere because these connoisseurs, these dealers, these museum curators in their Italian suits and costly haircuts and spectacle frames, they will, oh, give them half a chance, they will restore it. They're so good at sticking bits together, matchsticks, fragments smaller than your thumb, more forensic than the police, demonic. Leave a square inch and they create the thing again. No wonder it's got six knots hanging off the end. Or more. 10 knots soon. It never stops. Rain. That helps. The acid in it eats through paint. Crow's peck. Holbein, just the thing to line your nest. I am only a little mischievous. This small amount of mischief enables me to carry through an action which for most men would remain a thought, a trapped and strangled thought. So in the world of ethics, a little mischief is a blessed thing. It is a sign of moral health that one man, only one is sufficient. One can perform an act of such dignity. Luther. Luther. Holbein knew him, possibly. Luther was such a one. Mischief and Luther. Ha! Mischief and me. We, the haters of idolatry. And unlike Luther, I don't have my portrait painted. I don't say posterity requires my profile. Gaze upon my mug, you unborn millions. I'm rich, but vain? Oh, I don't think so. No, I don't think vanity is among my many. How terrible to have to do such. And already, yes, already the regrets come flocking in like starlings in the autumn. Mind the shit! Mind the screeching! The whirling cloud of persecution. Guilty, guilty of irreverence. Now, we must love man. Man we must admire, since there's only man. I'll burn myself. Why not? Yes, auto de fe. Private, obviously. No witnesses. Puff of smoke behind the stables. Oh, he's burning leaves, they'll say. He's burning rubbish. My charred remains a subject of endless curiosity. Billionaire torches himself. Headlines in the papers. And underneath in smaller lettering, Holbein missing. No. No, not Holbein. Isn't he a footballer? old master missing. And the price, of course, those 6 knots again. Oh, I can't wait. And I deserve it. I deserve to fry and choke, my fingers wrapped around what exactly? What, a Bible? No, a postcard reproduction of a masterpiece. Anyone will do. Expiring heretic. Subject for a painting in itself. I'm in ecstasy. As all the martyrs were. And I'm a martyr. Oh, I am. I am a martyr. 4.5 I paid for that. A martyr, yes. I could have fed the starving of the globe. I could have swum in their gratitude. The garlands of philanthropy perfumed round my neck. But did I? No. I have, how infuriating for you all. I've principles, a lout with principles. What an excruciating paradox. And now it's my animal leaning on its chain. My great dark hound of malice. What a heart he has. Lonely, of course.